Wilde with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. We all know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story. But somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. The makers of Philips Milk of Magnesia tablets present this program for your enjoyment and to introduce to you the convenient tablet form of Philips Milk of Magnesia. Each little tablet contains the equivalent of a teaspoonful of the liquid Philips. Philips Milk of Magnesia tablets act rapidly in the stomach to bring you prompt relief from indigestion or other upsets arising from excess stomach acidity. Their gentle alkalizing action makes these mint-flavored tablets suitable for children as well as adults. You can get the flat purse-size tin for only 25 cents at any drugstore. And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Through Lorenzo's efforts, Mrs. Peabody has finally won her suit. But when Lorenzo goes to her, expecting her to finance his latest invention, the outdoor vacuum cleaner, she turns him down, and Lorenzo is naturally depressed. Now in the Jones bedroom, we find Lorenzo and Belle. It's late at night. The room is dark, but Lorenzo is still awake. Belle. Belle.
Yes, Linda?
Are you still awake?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what time it is. It must be hours since you turned out the light.
Exactly 15 minutes. I just heard the clock strike.
Belle.
What, Lorenzo?
You don't mind talking? You're not on the verge of tumbling off?
No, no.
What do you think about when you get in bed at night and you can't fall asleep? I mean, don't you have certain topics which you keep for that purpose?
Yes, I think so.
Well, what, for instance?
Well, tonight I was making menus.
Oh.
And then when I got tired of that, I began to think about changes for the house. What we'd do if we had a little money.
Does that really amuse you, Belle?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Mm. Well, I also have two topics. Inventions, how I market them and make $1 million and win the Nobel Prize, or poetry.
Oh.
For going to sleep, poetry is the best. You close your eyes and you recite all the poems you've ever learned by heart. I just finished The Charge of the Light Brigade when I spoke to you.
No wonder you couldn't fall asleep.
Belle.
Yes, Lorenzo.
What was the first poem that you ever learned by heart? When you were a mere tot, I mean.
I don't remember, dear.
I do. It was Tiddlywinks and Twiddledee were two little fishes that lived in the sea. I recited that at school. Only I got kind of mixed up and said Tiddlywinks and Tiddlywinks were two little fishes that lived in the sink. Kids laugh like anything.
Oh, Lorenzo. You know, I do remember the first poem I learned. It was Little Drops of Water, Little Grains of Sand. I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, of course. And tell me not in mournful numbers. That came next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you particularly favor Breathe There, Man with Soul So Dead, Belle?
Did I what?
Oh, that was my piece de resistance, you might say. We had to have other poems that we used to recite outside of school. Did you have any of those?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, My mother-in-law is dead. She got caught in a folding bed. I had 14 verses. I knew every one of them.
Yeah, I can believe it.
What are you laughing at, Bill?
Nothing.
Oh, go on, tell me.
Well, I was thinking of when I first knew you, and you wore a large black hat and recited Hamlet for me. All the parts, including her filly in a falsetto voice.
I don't believe it. If you're going to be in a belittling mood, I think
you're going to sleep.
Oh, no, Lorenzo.
I could think of a couple of things that you did in the past, but would I mention them? No.
What do you mean?
Well, embarrassing circumstances which would make you blush, too.
But what?
Well, never mind.
Come on, now, come on. Tell me, Lorenzo.
Well, I don't suppose that you remember the time we went to the county fair together and you had an ice cream soda and got chocolate on your face and had it there all the way home.
But, gee.
Well, I've never brought that up, have I? No, I mean, then the time that you learned to ride a bicycle and fell into Mr. Houston's soul frame.
Well, that wasn't funny. I hurt myself.
Well, but...
Yes, but...
Bill.
What?
Did you ever have a favorite poem? The one you were supposed to read?
No.
Oh, I bet you did. Everyone has. Huh? Was it a super favorite, one you liked for a particular reason?
Well.
Did you ever happen to read it after you met me or something like that?
Yeah. I suppose so.
I know it. What was it about, Bill?
Well, me.
You?
And you. Both of us were in the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why?
I don't want to look at you.
Oh, darling.
Can I come over and sit on your bed, Bill? Just for a minute.
Of course you can. Why did you suddenly want to look at me?
Because, well, the way you said that, and you're such a darling.
Am I?
And although I know what you look like, if I don't see you for a while, I'm always surprised.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, little things, how blonde your hair is and the way you squint your eyes when you smile at me. Those three freckles on your nose. You know, I'm especially fond of those freckles, Bill.
Ah, you do?
Yeah, and then there's your voice. The way you talk when you're sleepy, you're glad to see me, or if I do something to make you happy.
Oh.
And you look so surprised and sweet. And the way you say, why a little Renzo?
No idea.
Just say it now, huh? You pretend I just made $1,000,000. I suddenly remembered it was your birthday.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, you can. Come on, try.
Well, why a little Renzo?
Oh, there. Would you mind if I indulged in a cliche?
A cliche?
Mm-hmm. I love you, Belle.
Do you, darling?
It gives me kind of a thrill just to say it. You might try that cliche, too, Belle.
I love you, too. You know that, dear.
Thank you. Belle.
Yes, dear.
You know, love is a funny word. It's bandied around a lot. What do you mean when you use it, Belle?
Oh, I don't know.
Does your heart get bigger and do you feel all warm and light inside?
Yes. But that's only part of it, Lorenzo.
Oh.
I'd say it meant wanting to be with the person. But having fun with them. Including him in all you do. And enjoying everything more if he was there.
Yeah, that's true.
Missing him if he wasn't there. And not quite happy that he came back again. Almost like part of yourself, Lorenzo.
You can go on, Jack.
Wanting to do things for him. And hating to hurt him. And depending on him, too.
Do you depend on me, Bill?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I do most of the depending. I'm so absent-minded and impractical. Do you ever think that you do more than your share, Bill?
No, dear.
Never?
Never. It's easier for me to be down to earth just the way I'm made.
Well, but didn't you ever think that maybe if I were a little more down to earth, you could be a little less?
Well,
if I were a little less imagined that you could be a little more. See, if you didn't have to worry that, loosely speaking, if you gave me a finger, I'd take a hand.
No. And if I did, your compensation.
Oh?
If you were less imaginative, Lorenzo, would you be sitting here in the middle of the night telling me after 15 years how much you love me?
Well...
Telling me that you like the way my hair curls and my freckles and my voice?
Well, but...
Reciting poetry to me? You hear the kids only tiddlywinks and tiddlywinks. That's what I mean.
Oh, golly, Bet, you're a fine little woman.
Would you really like to hear my favorite poem?
Of course.
I think I know it. Wait a minute now. Well, I'll try it.
All right.
Writing these thoughts, myself almost despising, happily I think on thee, and then my feet. Like to the lark, at break of day, arising from sullen earth, hangs at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wellsprings, but then I scorned to change my state with kings.
But thy sweet love remembered such wellsprings, then I scorned to change my state with kings. Wendell!
Yes, Lorenzo?
Well, there are tears in your eyes.
Oh, there aren't. There are tears in yours.
Oh, nonsense. Well, if there are, it's because of the light that's shining right at me. Turn out the light, Bell.
So Bell did remember her favorite poem. Will she always feel that in spite of Lorenzo's absent-mindedness, that there are compensations?